This episode of The Ramen Noodle is brought to you by Gmail. The latest invitation-only service from Google now provides you with husbands who come with automatic conversations. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 163.
Nobody can blame you. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame you. Cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you. But you gotta be your own kind of noodle. Add your own seasoning. Be your own kind of noodle. Even if nobody else laughs along.
Welcome back to another episode of the Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast and the award-nominated Clean Comedy Podcast. Please vote for us over at podcastawards.com, and I'll tell you more about that later on. But I'm Daniel J. Lewis.
I'm still Jeremy Laughlin.
Still?
Yeah, even after all that.
Was there any question as to whether you were Jeremy K. Laughlin?
I was waiting to say my name.
Oh.
And instead I was replaced with awards.
Well, I mean, you know.
It happens.
You were starting to collect too much dust on the shelf, so I had to get something else to replace you on
the shelf. At least I can dust myself.
I collect co-hosts.
You do?
Yeah, that's what Noodle Mix Network is all about. I'm collecting co-hosts.
Guys, I'm uncomfortable with being part of a collection. I'm going to go away now.
It's like... like that bubbly professor from Harry Potter who collects bubbly. Like people and puts them on his shelf.
That's a thing.
Uh-huh.
Oh.
Did you ever see Harry Potter?
Yes.
And like the Harry Potter bobblehead doll?
I don't remember any of this.
Oh. It just goes, my scar.
I think you're making this up.
Probably.
Don't you know?
No, actually I don't. Sometimes I don't know when I'm making stuff up because it's this, I don't know, I'm not coming up with anything to make up right now. So
all good.
Let's move on to some fun from the deep, dark, mysterious archive.
Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring, hello? Ring, ring.
You have a bad connection.
Funny stuff from you, our wonderful listener, or listeners, depending on if you're the person who sent in this funny stuff. I had a lot of fun last time when we dug deep into the archives and pulled some very old feedback that never made it into the podcast, and I did it again. Oops, I did it again. And this came in from McGinnis in September 30th, 2010.
Why? Yeah.
Hi, Flegon and Daniel.
Hi.
I was trying to prove to my dad that if I stood on the rake, I wouldn't hit my face because the handle was slightly crooked. I don't know. Maybe they thought like the handle was shaped around their head so that it was crooked, so if they stepped on it, it would go past their head. Like the kind of Neo effect. Like...
no.
I was wrong. Bruise number one. It's B-R-O-O-Z-E. Bruise. Yeah, it's what you get when you... smash booze into your face. You get a booze. And you got to make sure you get that part in there too, because that's part of the pronunciation.
Okay.
Especially when we discover this letter is actually from an Australian. About 6 months later, last week, or now that's 3 years ago, I was at a place called Infinity. Apparently.
How long were you there?
For forever, I'm guessing. Forever and ever. Forever. The room I was in had mirrors for the floors, walls, and roof.
Don't break one.
The lights flashed on and off, and lasers created a star-like effect. After playing for a little while, I tried to find the exit. I forgot to keep my hands in front of me, and I walked full pelt into a mirror.
Bruise number two.
Yes, I am either clumsy or just plain stupid. From McGinnis, who said back then, I am a 12-year-old girl from Australia. By now, she's probably grown up, married, and has her own kids.
That's awkward. Because this is
from many, many years ago.
Yes, three to be exact. 12 plus 3 is a little young for what you just said.
What national stupid thing just recently occurred? I'm not talking about the elections. I'm talking about something else that affects, that's a time-changing event. It's changing the times because the times, they are changing.
What?
Talking about daylight stupid time.
Oh.
Yeah, daylight stupid time just ended. And 3 years ago, we asked the question, so this is about 3 years exactly, what did you do with the extra hour that you had?
You know, I spent it sick, I guess. I don't know. At this point, I'm so used to the time travel that it doesn't really matter.
It's really strange that when I finished asking, what did you do with the extra hour you had? My recorder was exactly 8 minutes and 15 seconds.
Ooh.
Now, that's not the way it's going to be for you, so don't look at your recorder right now, which you probably are. You're trying to pull it out of your pocket and find out, what time does it actually say right now? And well, it's not 8:15, because recording time is different from podcast time. It's kind of like Neverland, Lost, The Island, you know, we're in a different time.
Sure. Period.
But anyway, so after daylight saving time ended, we asked for some responses, and Chuck sent us a message. He was a guest on an episode some time back, and he said, I woke up panicking, which always, when someone writes the word panicking, it looks like pancake to me. So I keep, when I see it, I think it's saying, I woke up pancaking, which would be really awesome.
No, it wouldn't. That means you fell asleep while you were on your balcony. On the 15th floor.
I was thinking like waking up pancaking is where you're just flipping pancakes up as you wake up.
No, that's only awesome if you're bacon pancaking. Though, you know, whatever word I was making up.
Cake and bacon-y.
Sure.
I woke up panicking that I was half an hour late and wondering why my alarm didn't go
off. VeggieTales. Every time someone says half an hour.
Oh, half
VeggieTales. Boom, 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 boom.
And wondering why my alarm didn't go off. Then I remembered and went back to sleep. Well, now, I think 3 years later, Chuck might have had a new panic or picnic.
Or pancake.
Pancake
bacon
as he woke
pancake,
up and
hopefully.
Discovered he's married. That's right. Oh. Chuck is married now. That's why he's never been on this podcast ever again.
What?
I don't know. I'm just making up reasons for him.
I feel like you're having a flashback to 2010.
This came in from around the same time from Alexandra saying, there are only so many ways you can spend that hour. I watched a movie, and then when the hour started over, I had to restart the movie because if I hadn't, there would have been some serious time loop problems with me watching two different parts of the movie of the same movie at the same time. Jeez, what else would you do?
Oh, did you just...
I read it exactly as it was written.
Oh. What else would you do?
Yeah, see? Exactly. And that's from Alexandra.
Thanks, Alexandra. That's very smart because really the only reason that time gets away from us is because it's offended every time daylight saving time ends and people do something different the second time around. Than they did the first time. Sleeping is okay. The events are pretty much the same.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, if you're doing something like watching a movie, you pretty much have to start right back at the exact moment when that hour starts over.
Think about what if you're watching two different Doctor Who episodes, like during the season change when the Doctor changes. And you end up watching two of the same Doctors coexisting at the same time. In the same... Yeah, oh, that's scary.
Yeah, I mean, that's and the if universe there's an, imploding
Is there
stuff.
Ever an episode where the Doctor exists twice? Because then if you watch that episode plus another one, then you'd be compounding the problem.
Yes.
It's kind of like compound interest, except you don't make money.
Well, you might make money.
Do you remember our listener, Hrosny?
Of course.
I don't know if he's still around. He might be married by now, because here is a story, perhaps the beginning of his love story, that started many years ago. Hey, Ramen Noodle, this is Ian from Indiana. I'm a big fan, and I have a funny story that I would like to share. So there's this girl I like named Jenna, and this could be really embarrassing for Ian now. As many years ago as this could be some absolutely painful breakup story, and now he's crying as he listens to this podcast and realizes, I just got over her. I thought I could never love anybody else, and I've finally gotten over her, and now you mention her again.
Sorry to ruin your life, Ian.
But that's not what this story is about. That's what he says in here. So I was hanging out in PE/gym, and she's dribbling a basketball or something, not to be confused with. She's drooling.
How did she liquefy the basketball and drink it in the first place in order to dribble it?
And I say something probably hitting on her, which isn't great to do in PE because people have things they can throw at you, or something, and point made here. She throws the ball at me. I catch it, but she threw it really hard, so it jammed my thumb. Anyway, it hurt for a while. That night, I decide to pull a prank on her and wrap my thumb in gauze, G-A-W-S, and tell her that she broke it or something. The next day is in first period. I put the gauze on my thumb and tell her that I got it x-rayed, and the doctor said it was broken. For a minute, I think she believed me, but she didn't really have any sympathy anyway. Yeah, don't go out with that girl. A few minutes later, I say, just kidding, it's not broken. I can't remember what she said, but it was something like, I was saying stuff like, man, that was a good prank. I mean, you got to admit, that was good. I had you for a minute there. Yeah, you lost her, Ian. You lost her.
Pretty much.
I was really proud of myself. Then she says, Ian, your fly's unzipped.
Wow.
Oops. That was from Ian in November of 2010.
Either I'm having deja vu, which is entirely possible because, you know, daylight saving time. I've heard that story before.
Really?
I think so.
Then I didn't.
It's not your fault. I mean, that was probably, when I heard it before, it was probably just that there was an echo from the future because of daylight saving time.
It might have been before I changed systems for how I organized emails that I'd already read.
Or it Jeremy, could just would be you, my brain.
Would you hold on to your water, please, and read this next feedback?
Why am I... What?
Hold on to it strongly.
Why?
You ready?
No.
Okay. Hold it away from your computer.
What is happening right now? I don't want to hold it.
You better hold it.
No. What are you doing? No!
I threw our feedback at Jeremy, not the way all feedback will be read or transferred from now on. But this actually came in to the P.O. box.
Wow.
Jeremy, describe it for us and read
as you see fit. It's a big bouncy bowl, which I'm having an inordinate amount of trouble handling with my mic in the way. It came like this?
Yes, in the P.O. box with a label stuck to it. It wasn't even wrapped or anything like Donald Duck would have done, but it just had a shipping label stuck to this ball.
It has the address on it. The Ramen Noodle, P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. That's where you can send fun stuff, which this is.
And we'll have this picture of this ball in the show notes at cleancomedypodcast.com/163.
Apparently it's from Carrie. And there's stuff written all over it. Let's see right here. There's a picture of a rather happy looking noodle.
It's actually from Nicole.
What?
Yeah, from Cat Girl Wog.
Well, this says like Carrie.
That. Oh, okay. I think it's from multiple people. You know, it's a ball, so it's from around
multiple
the world.
People.
So anyway, go ahead and read the feedback.
Whoa. Why does this one say for Jeremy only?
Well, read what's attached to it.
Am I allowed to read something that's under for Jeremy only?
Sure. It's for you. I can't read it. You can read it.
Oh. There's a big what would you call this? almost like a starburst.
Yeah, a target starburst.
It says, host, shut up. Then there are instructions. Simply grab, aim, and launch at podcast host's head. So apparently that's what I can use it for if it's in my hands. Let's see here. Let's see. Bang head here, or more effective, throw at the object of frustration. That sounds like...
it's a stress relief.
Yeah. There's a self-destruct button, which actually looks sort of like the, you know, the belly button of the ball. The instructions there are grab screwdriver and jam in button.
Jenny would be good at that one.
Yes. I think I might try the podcast host shut up.
I'm holding my water. You hit the monkey with that one. It's got on our address.
You really know how to hold your water.
On our address. Next to it is a little blue line saying, post office people, listen to the podcast on iTunes. Thank you for the promotion. And it also, it's from Carrie as well as Nicole, apparently. And it's Daniel, Jeremy, and Jenny. You guys and gal rock! Stay awesome! From Nicole from Ohio, cat girl Wog.
Wog.
And here's a letter that says, I have an amazing show for you to get hooked on. You won't regret it. Beauty and the Beast. On the what? CW Mondays, blah, blah, blah. It would mean the world to me if you would give the show a shout out. Beauty and the Beast! Oh. And even better, try watching season one is on Hulu. Season two has started. Truly is an amazing show. Thanks, Beastie. Carrie Bear.
I sound like a smoker.
Or here's another part of this letter. And this is like a three-dimensional letter here. To Jenny, Daniel, Jeremy. Thank you for always bringing a laugh to my day. If I ever need cheering up, I just turn on your podcast and bam! It's like a giant ball hit you in your head. Instant cheer up. Jenny, I love what you bring to the show now that she's gone. And truly sad you won't be on it anymore.
Oh, they knew. This was like a parting gift.
You will keep the guys' heads. Who will keep the guys' heads out of the drain? Daniel.
No one!
Don't critique my grammar or spelling. Late. Yes, I know it sucks. Keep up the great podcasts and funny laughs. From Carrie. Then there's also...
there, as it turns out, is no spell check on a big rubber ball.
Hey.
Although I didn't notice anything.
I think she has now painted daisies on a big red rubber ball. Actually, it's a purple ball.
Yeah, it is.
There's also a little picture of an island here. Sunny thoughts to warm your day.
This is my island in the sun.
Oi, oi, oi. There are also several noodles here.
Some of them are not ramen noodles, though.
There's the complacent noodle, which is straight face. There's noodle like aside. Macaroni. Noodle not on the ramen noodle. There's happy noodle. And how to stop noodle aside? Noodle on the ramen noodle.
Noodle aside. Is that when you boil water and throw in a noodle?
I think.
Or is it when you chomp it in your teeth?
Chomp.
Chomp.
Yeah, that except for the barcode, which is 0331.
Don't read the barcode.
33035. We just hypnotized someone.
Rubber balls just like that one. But not just like that one. Because that one has been made special.
Hey, you know what's awesome?
That ball.
Yeah, besides this ball.
The writing on that ball.
We could
put the writing on the ball.
We could put Rhett Link's mythical boulder inside of our awesome feedback.
Mythical boulder?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's a boulder that they glue junk to that people send them.
Oh, and we've got an all-encompassing rubber ball.
Yeah. So we will put this in a picture of this in the show notes. Please follow a couple of these people who put this together. KARIBEAR09. Carrie Bear 09, and where'd the other one go? Cat Girl Wog, WOG, on Twitter. Follow them. Tell them how awesome the feedback was. And now, so, oh, by the way, if you want to send us funny stuff, email it to feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com or call 903-231-2221. Or you can go to cleancomedypodcast.com on your computer or iOS device or send us stuff. P.O. Box 739, Burlington, Kentucky, 41005. All this contact information is on the website, by the
way. And on that ball.
And on the ball, yeah. So if you want to get on the ball, then, well, it's too late. You're not on the ball. Kimmy, or Carrie, and Nicole were on the ball.
Yes.
And they gave the ball to us. They're go-getters. They went, they got it, they gave it to us.
They gone, they get it, they gave. That's all you can ask for. I'm changing accents way too often. You need to move on.
Okay. But now this is a great opportunity to get onto a pet peeve I have. Silence. I hate it. Just so annoys me.
I mean, like, I was going to say, is it silent staring contest or crickets? It's one of the three.
When you want to say something and can't, silence takes over. And when there's a moment of awkwardness, silence is there. And even during the romantic times, silence creeps in.
During the romantic times.
Yeah. Like when you're looking deeply into the eyes of someone you love and you just want to say something, but you're so enamored by their beauty, silence creeps in and you can't speak. Silence is a deadly force invading the homes of everyone.
Is it?
Mm-hmm. It is.
Is it?
Yeah. And it's...
I thought you were a silence advocate.
Only in certain cases. I think silence should be allowed to have some freedom, but not as much control as it does right now.
So silence, you would like silence on a leash.
Yeah.
Or in a cage. Maybe a home?
I mean, and there are too many people using Audacity and generating silence. It's like, you don't need to generate silence. There's enough of it out there. Where people are looking for dark matter, they're finding silence. Silence, I'm telling you, is
more... Are people looking for that?
Yeah, and antimatter and pro-matter and apathetic matter.
What about uncle matter?
Uncle matter? No, I think that's pretty much done with. It's pretty rich right now. But silence is there too. Silence, I'm telling you, is a deadly force. It's going to kill us all. Because what do people do after they're dead?
Well,
they're silent.
That's actually a very deep question.
They're silent.
Their bodies are silent.
Mm-hmm. They're silent. I'm telling you, silence is killing people. You've heard people say that before too. The silence is killing me.
And the Doctor Who fans go wild. Because I'm one and I'm going wild. This is me going wild.
See,
oh no, it got
the
me.
Silence
it has got me. It got me. You know what else dead people do?
What? They rot. They stink.
I feel really insensitive right now. They go in caskets. My apologies. Anyway,
casket. Someone's in a
I
casket.
I don't mean to be. You know, I don't know what I don't mean to be. My problem is I worry about everyone. So it's like, you know, a casket could be a sensitive topic. And I apologize if it is. It is for all of us at some point. Right now,
caskets don't have feelings.
Right now, I just find it funny that, as our chat room pointed out before the show, Walmart.com sells caskets. I didn't believe that.
Watch out for falling prices.
I thought
falling caskets.
I thought as a Aaron J., our co-host on Once Upon a Time in Wonderland podcast, when we got to the chat room, she said that in America, they sell caskets in Walmart. And I thought that since she's Canadian, perhaps this was just a myth among Canadians. And so I said it wasn't true. And they sent me a link. They sent me a link to a $3,000 casket sold by Walmart.com.
It's probably $3,097.
It is $2,998.
Oh, 98. That's yes. Walmart's number. Yeah.
Yes. There are others. One of them is called Lovely in All Ways Stainless Steel Casket. It's a little less.
Stainless steel? Yes. Why stainless steel?
I don't know. The first one was copper.
I want my casket made out of platinum.
How about sterling? That's not even a thing. Sterling Deluxe Stainless Steel Casket. I mentioned I've had no coffee.
Sterling silver.
But my favorite, especially being at Walmart.com. I'm such a jerk. Regal Wide Body Steel Casket. At Walmart.com, ladies and gentlemen. That's a thing. I hope you don't need it. If you desire to buy it, you could use, an affiliate link for the Noodle Mix Network.
I don't know if I have an affiliate relationship with Walmart, but I might get one just for this. Just in case anyone buys a $3,000 casket, we'd probably get 5% of that, which would be, what, $50-something dollars maybe.
Now, the chat room is telling me that this whole idea originated, in the chat room at least, with our listener, Doxin. And I should have guessed that. Just saying. For those who join us for the live show, you know what I'm talking about.
Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock, over at cleancomedypodcast.com/live, and that's Eastern time.
Now, apparently, if I just wanted a casket around, I couldn't have it. That couldn't be my bed. If I were that morbid sort of person who desires to sleep in a casket on a daily basis. Well, but here, at least I couldn't get it from Walmart.com because they require at checkout first and last name of the deceased and the name of the funeral home or mortuary and then a shipping address. So they sell them, but they do not just sell them. I can't buy one, and I feel a little discriminated against because I'm alive.
It's not free shipping to your home?
No, it's not. By the way, that wide body one is only $1,498.
Oh, so you saved money and you get more space.
Yes.
Awesome. I think that's the way to go, really.
I think, if I were going to just sleep in one. That reminds me of another story.
Yes?
Speaking of morbid stuff and storage, our friend Megan told me this week that body bags actually make great containers for when you're moving because they don't rip and they don't leak and they're waterproof, and you can load a ton of stuff into these body bags. The problem, as she stated it, is that then when you are done moving into your new place, you realize that you've carried a large, heavy body bag inside in front of all your new neighbors.
What else are you going to do with it? Throw it in the trash? Toss it over a bridge? Put it in your neighbor's backyard? Bury it?
No, it wouldn't actually be funny. You just bury it and they come out and they're like, "What are you doing?" You just look at them and say, "Never speak of this." And you go home and let them dig it up and find out. Except that's not what would happen. They would just call the police and then there'd be this whole thing.
Oh, what would be
it so would be awkward.
If you did bury a body bag, something like that.
I was just gonna say body.
Is have some kind of little booby trap, or not booby trap, but something like, those envelopes that you open up and there's a little rubber band inside and it goes inside. Yes. Once you open it up.
And they're labeled things like rattlesnake eggs.
Yeah. have something like that inside the body bag. So when they open it up, this confetti comes out.
Bones. Yeah. Snakes.
It just jumps out of there. That'd be awesome.
Yes.
And then something that says, "Welcome to the neighborhood," inside.
Except that you're the one who just moved in.
Well, unless you did this whenever someone moved in next to you.
You could do that. You'd have a little more neighborhood clout that way. Mm-hmm. The police would know you already, so that'd be okay.
Yeah. I'm seeing the benefits to this.
Okay, so the next time somebody moves in next to you, we're doing this.
And you could probably get a discount on body bags, too.
I'm going to help you order in bulk. And then I'm going to leave quickly.
Imagine calling a place and saying, hey, do you offer bulk discounts on body bags?
Imagine calling the police and saying, so my neighbor just buried a body in a body bag in my backyard. I just moved here. Where have I moved? I thought you said the crime rate was low here.
Well, it is, for obvious reasons. All the criminals get bagged and buried.
Oh, yeah, he's a vigilante. Don't mind him. We'll talk to him.
I'm Batman. I'm Barry Man.
Barry Man?
Yeah, not to be confused with Blueberry Man, who goes and picks blueberries and throws them at criminals. Not such an effective guy.
I think you need to play Pink Fluffy Unicorns to change, to balance out the morbidity.
Pink Fluffy Unicorns dancing on rainbows.
Well, that's it for this episode of The Rum and Noodle. If you'd love to send us some feedback, we would love to have it from you. Just email feedback@cleancomedypodcast.com and do all that other contacting feedback stuff that's on the website at cleancomedypodcast.com. Please vote for us and all of our other podcasts in the podcast awards. Check out how you can vote for us and support our shows by going to cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. Here's what you do. Go to podcastawards.com and under the business and people's choice categories, vote for Beyond the To-Do List. Under best produced, vote for Once Upon a Time podcast. Under comedy, vote for this show, The Ramen Noodle, Clean Comedy. Under technology, vote for The Audacity to Podcast. And under religion inspiration, vote for Are You Just Watching? We'd love to have your support. Do this every single day. Please, we need your support every day through November 15th. If you'd like a reminder to do this, then when you go to the website, cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards, there's a special sign up where you can insert your email and you'll get a daily reminder just during this time to vote in the podcast awards. We'd really appreciate your support. And that's at cleancomedypodcast.com/podcast awards. If you'd like to comment on this information that we shared, then please check out the show notes. And also we'll have pictures and applicable links over at cleancomedypodcast.com/163. Please follow us on Twitter. I'm Daniel J. Lewis, and I'm on Twitter at The Ramen Noodle.
I'm Jeremy Laughlin. You can follow me on Twitter at Phlegon. That's Phlegon.
And next time life makes you feel like an amateur, just bury it in a body bag and keep laughing.
Nobody can blame ya. There's only one life worth living. They may try and shame ya, cause it cracks them up to see an amateur like you.
The Ramen Noodle Clean Comedy Podcast is a proud member of Noodle Mix Network. Find more of our award-winning and award-nominated podcasts to make you think, laugh, and succeed at noodle.mx.